We just heard from Robert Gray, the director of Mobile in Black and White. That film is part of the 4th annual Capital City Film Festival, which showcases 4 days of films and music. We have the director, Dominic Cochran, and festival coordinator, Payal Ravani. They're in studio to discuss this year's offerings. So Dom, let's start with opening night. You're kicking off the festival. You're one of the films featured in this year's festival. It's called Alive Inside. It's centered around dementia and the healthcare system. What about this film made you decide that you wanted to feature it?
Well, one of the interesting quotes I read in a review of the film says it's impossible to not take this film personally. And one of the lines in the trailer is that this is a conversation that we all need to have. Aging is unavoidable. There's 5 million Alzheimer's patients in this country, and the number is probably going to double in the next 5 to 10 years. So it's a really important issue. And I don't want to paint a picture that this film is like one of those typical issue films, because it's actually also one of the most uplifting films I've seen in the past few years. So it's one of the few documentaries that presents an issue and also actually has a way to move forward and a way for all of us to get involved and to help. So it's a film that touched me like I haven't been touched in a while by a movie, so it was great. So that's one of the films we're telling people, if you can only see one film, that should probably be it, because it's just really a beautiful movie.
And when is that screening again?
That's Thursday night at 7:15 at the Lansing Center.
Payal, what other documentaries will be featured this year?
We will have quite a few documentaries this year that we're very excited about. We're going to be featuring Project Ice, which is a film that was released just a few weeks ago. It's about Great Lakes and ice in all of its beautiful forms. So it does definitely touch on the topic of climate change and the issue that, you know, we're all facing right now with the Great Lakes and climate change. It's a very beautiful film as well. So
lots of different things from the environment to healthcare. You guys also have 5 short blocks this year, blocks of short films featuring a wide range of topics. And one of them is the American Film Institute's Women Directors Showcase. Why do you think it's important to have this feature of female directors and their films in the festival, Payal?
Well, female film directors make up less than 10% of all filmmakers. And so we definitely hone in on that and want to feature the work that is out there that is very well done, that doesn't necessarily get attention at other festivals or in other theater circuits and whatnot. And so the American Film Institute Shorts block is something we started doing a few years ago, and we make sure to do it every year because this is a free workshop that the American Film Institute offers to aspiring female directors. And so this is work that has been produced during that workshop, and they shop it out to festivals after. So we're always very excited to showcase that. And as for the other 5 shorts blocks, our program director, Jason Gabriel, stands by his statement that he said a few months ago when he was screening all these films, and that the short films are extremely high quality this year during our festival. So,
Dom, are there any in particular shorts that you're interested in seeing or would recommend?
Well, in addition to the 5 full shorts blocks that we have, I mean, it was like Payal said, I mean, we had so many this year, it was hard to cull the field. In addition to those, we have some local shorts that are playing in front of the features too. So if you think of all the films that make up the short blocks, plus almost every feature has a short film with it, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of films. I would say some of the local ones we have, actually, before Alive Inside, we have Shotgun Wedding, directed by Michael McCallum. We have a short film about the Scottville Clown Band, which is a Michigan institution. They've been around for like 100 years, and it's this group of ragtag guys that just do like all these small town parades in Michigan. But it's not a documentary about them. It's actually a narrative film, and it kind of has a lot of twists and turns. It just features them. So, and that plays. Friday night
before one of our world premieres.
Yeah, we have a world premiere feature called You Are a Loved One.
Yeah, tell me about the plot of that film a little bit.
Well, it's actually I haven't seen the film. I'm sorry. That's we should have had our program director with us. But the filmmakers from that film are actually joining us from Los Angeles, and the director and writer is Michigan native Chris Bouffard. Or actually, he's the star, and so they're really excited to be a part of the festival and to come back home. And we're really glad that they chose our festival for the world premiere. That's a unique opportunity.
Right. The film is a narrative, so it's sort of a dark romantic comedy about this person coming off of pharmaceutical drugs that he had been addicted to, falling in love and whatnot. So it's a dark romantic comedy, but with a dark tone.
You mentioned there Michigan native for the world premiere. It seems like you're featuring a lot of local talent in this festival. Why is it important for you guys to feature that local talent?
We love doing that. We love featuring our Michigan artists, Michigan made, Michigan produced filmmakers and films. And it's something that fluctuates from year to year based on submissions and what films are available and in the works. And this year we happen to have a very strong contingent of Michigan-made films. And so we know it's important to highlight film that's made here in Michigan, filmmakers that are from here. Michigan has a very robust film industry, and so we love showcasing that to the community.
This film festival is also unique because of the Fortnite showcase that you guys do, the competition each year. You have professional, amateur filmmakers, student filmmakers make a 10-minute feature over the course of just 14 days. You had 32 teens participate this year. How has that part of the festival grown or changed over the past 3 years, Dom?
Well, it's my personal favorite thing that we do. I'm a filmmaker myself. I'm a cinematographer. So I've participated in these film contests for like 15 years. And the reason why we did 2 weeks as opposed to like some of these are like 24 hours or 48 hours or 1 week, we like the people to end up with a film that they can actually, it can stand on its own. You know, if you make a movie in 2 days, you always end up with a movie that you have to give the disclaimer. Sorry, I had to make this in two days. But please watch it. So the quality of these films is actually very surprising. This year, it's the strongest of all. It has, like you said, it's definitely grown. There's more teams than ever this year, and the quality is really good. So we're excited to showcase those. We're going to play the top 15 of the 32 entries on Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Lansing Public Media Center. And that's where we give away the prizes, too. So
it's so awesome to see these filmmakers so excited about this contest. You know, even beyond the cash prize that's attached to it, it's a really awesome opportunity for them to make a film that they can be proud of and use elsewhere, maybe in other film festivals. And we of the 32 teams this year, several of them are not returning. So they're newly engaged filmmakers in the area and all for Michigan. So.
And speaking with Dominic Cochran and Pyle Ravani, both organizers for the Capital City Film Festival. Pyle, this year you have children's films are also going to be featured. The feature film for that showcase is Miyazaki's Totoro, as well as other shorts. Why did you decide to incorporate youth films into the festival?
Well, we had a lot of feedback, actually, from folks who are like, we love your festival, but, you know, there's nothing here for my children. While that is definitely not a focus of our festival, it is something we wanted to incorporate to make sure that, you know, families felt comfortable coming to this festival and had something there for them. And so we felt it would be fun to do a throwback. We actually have three really great short films that will screen before Totoro. One is a silent film with child actors, and then one is a French film, and then one is an animated film about a family of light bulbs, which is so adorable. So we'll be doing that on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Dart Auditorium on LCC's campus. I think it's fun for kids to be in that big theater with the huge
screen. I
want
to go see Totoro.
So.
The silent film is called Sheriff Mustache Saves Pickle Town.
Arguably the best title
of any film in our festival. It sounds like my kind of film.
And that is actually a first-time filmmaker's film. So.
Awesome. Music once again is going to play a major role in this festival. The music lineup has doubled in size this year, and you have so many great acts. Like I was saying, I don't know what to go see. But I'd like to feature a few now. The artist Dessa is a rapper, singer, spoken word artist, and she's part of the Minneapolis hip-hop collective Doomtree. And this is a clip of her song, The Skeleton Key.
That I couldn't beat on a chain around my neck. I keep my skeleton key. Don't waste your worry on me. I always find what I need. Come and go as I please. I've got my skeleton key. Don't waste your worry on me.
Dessa and her song, The Skeleton Key. She'll be playing at The Loft on Friday. You guys, what are some of the other major music acts that are going to be part of this year's festival pile?
We have Break Science coming in tomorrow. They're an electronic artist duo. They're on Pretty Lights label, so they're going to definitely be a fun one to kick off the festival. We're very excited for Dessa, of course. We haven't had a lot of hip-hop acts in the past, so we're definitely excited to have one of those showcased this year. Dan Kroll will be coming through on the last night on Sunday at The Loft. He just released his first album. I believe it dropped last week in the United States. He is a British singer-songwriter. He's been making his rounds,
yeah,
for sure. He's definitely on the verge of blowing up, so catch him at The Loft while you can.
It should be a good show. This year, you guys are also incorporating some new venues into the event. What are some of the new places, and where will most of the films be shown and music acts?
Yeah, so we part of the mission of the festival is to kind of repurpose some of these urban venues and vacant buildings and transform them into, beautiful places to see movies. So one of the places that we're doing that this year is actually the former Mustang Bar in Old Town. And it's like the last vacant building in Old Town. You know, obviously Old
There's
Town's...
There's a vacant building in
I
Old
know,
Town.
I know, and it's right there on Turner Street. So it is interesting that that's like the one last vacant spot in this, booming area. But it's just a bare building with these really cool brick walls. So we're going to do some really cool lighting and put a movie screen in there. So we're really excited about that being a new venue. But in addition to that, the other film venues are Dart Auditorium and LCC's campus and the Lansing Public Media Center in the former Michigan National Guard Armory on South Washington. So that's a really cool venue, too. And, of course, the Lansing Center is where we'll have opening night and closing night this year.
So films and music all over the city.
And the second venue we added for music this year is Max Bar, so it'll be a little bit farther down on Michigan Avenue, but...
Still in the area.
Closer to campus.
Yeah. The Capital City Film Festival starts Thursday and runs through Sunday. Festival organizers Pyle Ravani and Dominic Cochran. Thank you guys so much for... joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And to take us out, we have music from one of the festival acts. This is a track from Dan Kroll. It's called From Nowhere.